My dear friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It doesn't take much imagination to sense the desperation of the disciples as the waves came crashing into their boat in the middle of a storm at sea. When water comes into a boat faster than you can bail it out, well, it's only a matter of time before you'll end up at the bottom, which is exactly what the disciples were afraid of. Desperate situations calls for desperate actions. So the disciples at their wits' end turned to Jesus, who was asleep in the stern, and they wake him up pleading, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? That we're about to die?" Not the kind of question you would expect from men of courageous faith. As a matter of fact, their despair reveals their lack of faith in the one who is in the midst of the storm with them. But the life of faith is strange in that way. Faith in constant battle against unbelief. And it is not a problem that only the disciples struggled with. The scriptures are painfully honest in recounting both the faith and the faithlessness of God's people. King David was known as a man after God's own heart. Yet last week we saw the other side of David, whose sins would make most pagans cringe. And then there was another man who was asleep in a boat in the middle of a storm, Jonah. Yet he was running away from the work which God gave him to do. But when the crew of the boat asked who he was, he described himself as a worshiper of the Lord, a man who feared the God of heaven. Out of Jonah's mouth came a confession of faith, but his actions were those of a rebellious hard-heartedness. Does this sound all too familiar? You and I making the confession of our faith on Sunday morning, and by Sunday afternoon finding ourselves falling into sins just like our unbelieving neighbors. It doesn't take a life-threatening storm either. That old sinner in you and me doesn't want to die. And if we're honest, you and I ask the same questions, don't we, when those storms hit us? When you feel like wave after wave is crashing down upon you, one thing after another, barely able to keep your head up and gasping for air, when you feel like you're drowning in life's cares, just trying to provide for yourself and for your family, when your health is taking a beating and you're just plain worn out, finding it hard to go even another day, when your sins threaten to swallow you up to the point where you doubt even Jesus' love for you. Jesus, don't you care that I am perishing? What exactly did the disciples think that Jesus would do for them by waking him up? They certainly weren't expecting what followed. So what kind of Jesus were they hoping for? I mean, look at the world around us, trying to get us to buy into all different types of Jesuses. And the church, sadly, is following suit. You will hear about the Jesus who helps us to navigate through life's storms, or better yet, to help us avoid them altogether. And the Jesus who will take you out of your mess like a lifeguard, grabbing you out of your temporary calamity. But these aren't the Jesus of this storm in our text this morning. This Jesus stands up in the boat with his disciples in the midst of the storm, and with two words command the wind and the sea to be silent, to be still. And creation listens to the voice of its creator. This Jesus is no life coach or lifeguard, but Yahweh himself, the God of heaven and earth, who became man to deliver once and for all the weak and the broken and the timid and the faithless from their sins. When we look at the blood-stained cross of our Lord, it's only then when we begin to understand the scandalous question posed by his disciples: do you not care that we're perishing? For on that cross, Jesus showed just how much he cares by giving himself up in death for you, and promises that you will never perish but have eternal life. Jesus was teaching his disciples in the boat through that storm what the life of faith indeed looks like. Not putting their faith in what they see, but in what they hear. The divine Son of God was with them, and that he's their Savior, to save you and to save me from sin and death. His word of power, which caused the lame to walk and to clean those lepers and to cast out demons, gives to all who believe his word of promise. Jesus was preparing them for life after his ascension, when the storms of persecution would crash against his church and try to destroy it. Jesus was building the ark of his church to carry you safely through this earthly life to heaven's shores. And so what about the storms of your life? Jesus knows what they are, and he is with you in the midst of them. And he bids you to cast your burdens upon him because he cares for you. And he invites you to pray and to ask for whatever you need, for you have a compassionate Savior who indeed upholds you with his hand and gives you all that you need to support your body and life. And when your faith becomes fragile and the sight and the sound of life's chaos strip you of your peace and brings doubt, Jesus speaks to you through the mouth of his servants, life-giving words that give faith and salvation. Listen to them. Hear them anew, because they're for you. Your sins are absolved. God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. You have been baptized into Christ. You have been buried with Jesus into his death and raised with him in the newness of life. Take, eat, and drink. This is the true body and blood of our Lord, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Though you shall die, yet you shall live. And whoever lives and believes in Jesus shall never die. So depart in his eternal peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.